you, Jody. I was going to tell them, you know, be prepared. I told you this day was coming when there wouldn't be any little people sitting up here with me. So thank you, Jody. But I also told you that we're all young at heart, so I hope you own that. So today, the key word is rich. And when I sat down to prepare this time, I thought, well, rich. So the first thing we think about is money. But very quickly behind that, the next thing I think about is dessert. And so they can't be the same definition, so I decided to look it up. So obviously the first definition I came up with is having a great deal of money or assets, wealthy, which we all know, plentiful and abundant, and highly seasoned, fatty, oily, or sweet. Well, sweet would be my preference. So obviously there's lots of definitions of rich, but I don't think oily, fatty, and sweet are the ones that Pastor Jim's going to talk about today. But then I also thought about there's got to be different scales of rich, because what I think of as rich is not what my children think of as rich. And so there's got to be your opinion of rich and my opinion of rich. But let's just go on the assumption that we're talking about money. And when we talk about rich people and wealthy people, there are positive and negative aspects that we think about in them. Now, they could be very wealthy, but they could help a lot of people as well. So that's a great attribute. But somebody could also be very wealthy, and that could have changed them for the negative. Like their friends that knew them before they were wealthy could say, you are not the same person in a bad way that you were before. So chasing after money can definitely lead in the degrade or destruction of a lot of things. Maybe it could destroy your career or your marriage. It could destroy your health. And it could definitely destroy the characteristic of being honest or of you having empathy for others. So Pastor Jim's sermon title is Am I Rich? And we are all rich, definitely, even if we're still talking about money. We are all rich compared to so many other people in the world, and I think we'll all agree with that. But change the question. With God, am I rich? Absolutely. Even the person with no money is rich in God and can be so much more, have so much more abundance or plenty in these departments. You can, with God, we're all rich in love. We're rich in forgiveness, rich in wisdom, and definitely rich in faith. But the love and the chase for money can lead to evil and destruction. So the bottom line is, chase after God, and He's going to make us rich in so much more, in so many more areas than we could ever imagine. And it's a matter of perspective. So which will we choose? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are rich beyond measure. And we know that you love us so much that you died for us. And please help us know that that is part of our identity. And in all that we have, we can go out and share your love with all that we meet. Everything that you give us is a gift and meant to be shared to help those around us be rich in you as well. In your Son's name we pray.